Before the show commences, I want to take a little time to catch you up to speed with what's been going on for Social Kenny, the site. And so remember, you can check me out at kennyspuathoughts.wordpress.com. That's kennyspuathoughts.wordpress.com. You can check me out there on the PUA blog. That's my main one and only PUA blog, where you can get the latest tips on how to seduce girls, how to get the hottest chick, you know, and how to be a social guy. That's kennyspuathoughts.wordpress.com. And also, you can check me out in the iTunes store under Social Kenny. And you can see the other episodes of the podcast show, which you'll be able to download free of charge, of course. And also, you can check me out on YouTube. Check my video channel, that's at Social Kenny on YouTube. And you can check out infield videos of me doing my thing, picking up chicks, and demonstrating to the average guy on how to get laid, how to get woman, how to get sexual, the whole thing. So, let the show begin. Thanks for listening to and downloading the 7th episode of the Social Kenny PUA Podcast Show. And welcome to everybody who's just checking in for the first time. And I'm actually recording from an outside balcony. This is my second show from a balcony, in fact. I mean, the same boring podcast from the studio is just so played out. You know, so I figured I would mix it up and do something a little bit different and creative, you know? So anyway, guys, on this episode, the 7th episode... Oh, first off, I just want to apologize to all my listeners. Because I've been missing, in a sense, for the past, 2 months or so? I haven't done a show in, 2 fucking months. You know, and I had promised the show probably bi-weekly, every 2 weeks. So I dropped the proverbial ball on that one. So I apologize, whatever. Kill me. Fuck it. So in this 7th episode, we're going to talk about being social and how to be a social machine. And my pseudonym isn't Social Kenny, you know, just for fucking good looks. You know, it's actually a backstory to how I got the name Social Kenny, which is actually my pickup name that I use in the seduction community. So let's give a little backstory on, I wasn't always a social dude. People need to realize that. I chat my ass off nowadays. I mean, I blog like crazy. You know, I'm a motor mouth. Nowadays, I am a fucking motor mouth. And people who knew me back in school, they totally wouldn't recognize me today. You know, being that I'm totally a social guy. But it wasn't always so. And I can recall, back in high school, I was so much of an anti-social guy. Out of my 4 years of high school, I never participated in any sports at all. In fact, let's rewind a bit further, back to junior high. In fact, in junior high and high school, I never participated in any sporting events at the gym, be it varsity sports, never, ever. I was always too shy and antisocial to actually participate. So I would sit on the bleachers every single fucking day at gym class. I totally did not participate. I was froze. You know, I was totally frozen with anxiety that I could not participate in anything. And it's so hilarious when I reflect on it. And I can recall my mother used to say, she used to look at my report cards and she used to say, "Kenny, what the fuck is wrong with you? How can you fail gym repeatedly? you know, semester, year after year. How the fuck can anyone fail gym? And my brother used to ask me the same thing. You know, and we was young. We was probably like 13, 12. And he was asking me, I mean, how the fuck can you fail gym, bro? What is going on? You know, so not even my family knew of the severe anxiety I had and how antisocial I was at school. You know, and even the teachers used to wonder and ask, I mean, what is wrong with you? Why aren't you participating in gym? Just get up and play basketball. And the thing about it, right? I was a good basketball player. Believe me, I was dunking. I was fucking doing LeBrons and all that shit. You know, I was good at basketball. Football also. I used to play in the parks and in the Bronx, you know, where I grew up in New York. You know, I was always on the basketball court and in the football field. But at school and around girls or people I didn't know, I totally was frozen with anxiety. And let's add another tangent to this. I also, in junior high and high school, I never ate school meals at all. I had a severe phobia of eating in front of girls. I'm dead fucking serious. I could not eat in front of girls at the lunchroom. And I literally went like throughout my entire junior high, 3 years of junior high and 4 years of high school, I totally never ate fucking lunch one time at the lunchroom. I was so scared and frozen to eat in front of women, in front of girls. You know? And I've since got over that, obviously. And I have to thank the seduction / pickup community for ridding myself of that phobia, of that intense anxiety of antisocial behavior. And in retrospect, now that I'm able to analyze and break down, you know, this whole sort of lifestyle that I had during my school years, I'm able to see that, you know, this severe anxiety and phobia was based on a need to be perfect. An extreme fear, which was based on a perfection mentality, perfectionism. And that's what most phobias are based from, originates from. This ideal of, I want to be perfect. I want to appear to be perfect. I don't want to fuck up in front of anyone. So that, I believe that was the main cause to my extreme anxiety, social anxiety and phobia. You know, I wanted to be perfect. And although at that time as a kid, I definitely wasn't able to internalize it or even, you know, to figure out what it was or what was driving this. But now since I'm equipped with the social mastery to be able to dissect this, I'm able to see what was driving it back then. You know, and guys need to realize that, you know, it is not that difficult, you know, to get rid of, you know, it's not that difficult to kick social anxiety with a woman. It's pretty manageable. Like I said, I've pretty much got this social angst under control over the past years or so. You know, since entering in the pickup community. At first it will seem like, you know, jumping in the fucking ice cold water of the Antarctic. You know, that is how difficult it will feel at the beginning, but as you progress in ridding yourself of social anxiety with women, it'll become pretty hardwired and pretty simple after that. And I'm going to give some few tips and even how I was able to rid myself of the social anxiety of women and became a social machine. And Like I said, I read a few stuff years ago in the pickup community, which I am a member slash coach of. And I can recall, I think it was TD, Tyler Durden. And I think he did have an article once on seductiontuition.com where he spoke about, you know, ridding yourself of approach anxiety. And that is where I pretty much started out in ridding myself of social anxiety to become a social machine. So few quick tips on how to make this possible. Okay, let's get to some practical applications. And these are from my school of thought also on how I got rid of social anxiety and approach anxiety altogether. First off, I'm all for the concept of just diving in, throwing yourself in the fucking water, in the cold water. I'm all for that. That is actually the best approach. So grab a pen and notepad, or an iPhone app, Android, BlackBerry app, whatever, any note-taking app. Grab it, open it, run it, and get ready to fucking take notes. This is how you rid yourself of social and approach anxiety in order to become a social machine, just like I, Social Kenny, am. Now, first tip, first advice is talk to everyone. Yep, it's pretty fucking simple. Talk to everyone. That is the first step and the most potent step in ridding yourself of social and approach anxiety. You see that grandma that's standing over there at the grocery store? Chatter the fuck up. Talk to her. Ask her, how's the day? Hey, grandma, you know, you're going to cook a heavy meal, it seems like. Wow, you got a big family. Whoa, shopping cart full of goods. Chat up the grandmother. Chat up everyone at the grocery store. You don't have to start out big. You don't have to set any big goals initially. Just say hi to people. You're walking down the street. Say hi to everyone. Man, woman, child, baby in a stroller, every fucking person you pass or you come in contact with, the bus driver, the everyone, say hi for starters. And the next day, you know, you take that a step further. You know, you could say, you know, like I said, day two of doing this exercise, you can take it further and say, let's say you're at a grocery store and there's a hot chick standing up at the, you know, getting the stuff checked out. You can say to her, hey, hi, good morning, how are you? Okay, and that's it. Simple. The end of fucking story. You do that with about 5 chicks per day, and you'll be amazed on how much you progress over the course of a few weeks of doing that. Just being social and opening up and saying hi to people. And eventually your dialogue will grow. So it won't just be hi every day. In that case, you really won't progress, but you would naturally start to build a dialogue with people as you progress over the weeks and months. So say hi to everybody. And you know what kills me? You know, I hear a lot of gurus and a lot of PUA instructors, you know, they're not stressing the point that you should talk to everyone. You should chat up everyone. It's very rare that I meet a guru, or I come across a guru, or read a PUA blog, and the author is actually encouraging people to speak to everyone. But that is a crucial tip. It's a crucial piece of advice in becoming a social machine. You must talk to everybody. So let's say you're at a bar or at a nightclub. You're at the bar counter. You're ordering a drink. Don't wait around trying to scope out the best looking prospect. And I see a lot of guys do that a lot. They would prop up the fucking bar and not talk to anyone because they're looking for the hottest prospect to talk to. They're looking for the HB10. No, that's fucking wrong. Guys, talk to everybody. Talk to the ugly girl. Talk to the fat mammoth that's propping up the bar. Speak to everybody. And you're in effect getting your social juices flowing. You know, you're becoming a verbal machine by doing this. You're talking to everyone. And I do it a lot. When I'm at the bar, I don't wait till the hottest chick comes in order to start talking. No, fuck that. I talk to the fatties. No, I chat up the granny. I chat up the cougar, the milfs, everyone that's at the fucking bar. The guys also. I chat up to the guys. You know, be social, be friendly. You're not trying to fucking pick them up. You know, you're just greasing the conversational wheels, to put it that way. You know, you're getting your juices flowing when it comes to conversing. And you can't start with the hottest girl. Start with anyone. Converse with anyone at the bar, anyone at the club. And a few weeks of doing this, and you surely but surely see that you're able to interact more and be social more in social settings at any venue. Don't wait for Beyonce to step in the fucking place for you to start trying to get verbal. No, start chatting up from an hour before to everyone and anyone, guy, girl, woman, fucking man, and then you'll be in the mind frame to chat with the hottest girls. And the following tips are all based on the same concept of chatting to everyone. And let's give another example. Next time you're at a social gathering, do this little exercise right here. Ask five persons for the time. Just go up to five people randomly. Girl, guy, and ask them, excuse me, can you tell me what time it is right now? Simple. After you get the time or whatever the situation from that person, you approach another. Doesn't have to be in succession, but 10 minutes later, whatever. You approach five people in that manner with, it doesn't even have to be the question of the time, anything. And let's say you're at a restaurant. Do it with two people in a restaurant. Next time you're at a club, ask 5 to 10 people. Since it's a bigger venue, it's a bigger gathering, ask 10 to 20 people, can you tell me what time it is? And, you know, and eventually, like I said, over the course of a few weeks of doing this, of just being social, you'll be able to gradually build your dialogue, which will enable you to become a social machine. And this spins off into every area of life, actually. You know, you don't want to be the guy that sticks out like a sore fucking thumb that's at, let's say, at a job fair. You want to be that social guy that's at a job fair, who's not scared, afraid to ask, you know, the HR department, the people who are actually running the application process. You don't want to be shy and awkward around them. So you want to be social. Despite the venue, whichever venue you're at, whichever medium, you want to be that social guy. You know, whether you're at the club, you want to be the social guy in the club. You want to be the social guy at the restaurant. You want to be the social guy in McDonald's. You want to be that social guy at the airport. And eventually, that will attract women. Eventually. And, you know, it's sort of like people are definitely drawn to others who others are drawn to. And this is a concept what we teach in the pickup community. You know, no one wants to be around the antisocial guy, the guy who's wallflowering, the guy who's brimming with social angst. No one wants to be around that person, whether it's a guy or a female. No one wants to be around her or him. Conversely, a guy who's social, who's open, who's displaying sociable mannerism, we all want to be around those people. And that is why I can't further stress the point that wherever you go, you want to be that social guy. If not the social guy, you want to be one of the social guys. Such an exercise will pay off major dividends in the end. Believe me, guys. Trust me on that shit. I'm telling you. I was the most antisocial guy growing up throughout my whole entire life at school. Middle school, the whole fucking nine yards, man. I was antisocial to the max. And, you know, it's so funny how I have a total transformation now over the past years since entering the pickup community. You know, I literally forced myself into being social. I forced myself into fucking being a social guy. You know, and it was uncomfortable at first. To be honest, I was at the bar and you know, I felt uncomfortable chatting up the biggest girl in the venue or the oldest girl in the venue. You know, it was uncomfortable at first, but with strong inner game, as we all should strive for, you know, to be confident with in ourselves, in our abilities, you know, we should be able to block out, you know, what other people think about us, how they view us, negatively, positively. As you progress in the seduction community or in game, you'll eventually get rid of that, the need to please others. So you're not going to be at the bar and worrying about, what if that hot girl over there see me talking to this 70-year-old? No, bullshit. It means nothing to a woman who's watching that. You know, women don't hate in that sense. You got to remember that. Only guys are going to look at you interacting with granny and say, oh, look at that fucking dude. He's such a fucking loser. He's a weirdo. Oh, he's nasty. But who gives a fuck what guys think? Women are not going to be saying that. They're going to be wondering, oh, shit, man, this guy is, you know, he's well likable. He, you know, everyone's talking to him. He's talking to everyone. So you're flipping an attraction switch immediately. And that is what you want. You want to flip as much attraction switches as possible that'll make women feel the need or want to be social around you. And that is one way to flip that switch. And there's also pre-selection mixed in with it, as we were saying in pickup. So with those quick tips, guys, remember, be fucking social. Talk to everyone, everywhere you go. Say hi to everybody. Ask people for the time. And doing this over the course of weeks and the months to come, you will eventually become a social machine. It'll be hardwired in you. You won't even think. You'll just be spewing everywhere. You'll just be throwing your social persona all around the fucking place. You'll be like a sloppy social machine. And it's a wrap, man. Just follow the tips. Take some notes. Go out and be social. Later. Sábado en la noche, hay party hasta que salga el sol.